As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, all the information you're looking for in agriculture comes your way on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. You can join us on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston. Also, you can listen to us in Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, and 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. While the Environmental Protection Agency released its proposed 2018 renewable fuels volume targets under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Now, the proposal maintains the conventional biofuel amount at 15 billion gallons. Now, National Corn Growers Association President Wesley Spurlock said the obligations give some certainty to corn farmers and the ethanol market.
Well, the renewable volume obligation that EPA announced yesterday is a really important number. It's the amount of ethanol that can be blended into the U.S. fuel system that's sold into unleaded gasoline. It creates a tremendous, it's a driver for the farmers and agriculture and the amount of corn that is ground in order to produce this fuel.
Now, certainty in the ethanol market makes it more possible to expand things like processing capacity and infrastructure, which benefits the ag economy.
With the RFS that was put together years ago, the numbers are statutory, and so as EPA comes in and puts the numbers out that were based on the year on years ago, and these were based to help become an economic driver for rural America and for the ethanol industry. So this gives a stability and a strength to the ethanol industry to be able to continue to improve on their infrastructure and their plants and their ability to move the corn into the plants for the to be ground and used to make ethanol.
Now, knowing the amount of ethanol going into the nation's fuel supply also makes it easier for filling stations to put in new fuel pumps that can accommodate more renewable fuels. Spurlock says renewable fuels are a subject that even the non-farming public should pay attention to as well.
I think it's something they should look at and embrace because it is a renewable fuel. The amount of ethanol that is produced in the U.S. is an equivalent to saving, it saves the amount of imported fuel or imported oil coming into the U.S. equivalent to what Saudi Arabia ships us, which is 527 million barrels a year. So if it's not coming from overseas and it's coming from a renewable source in the U.S., it is a much greener fuel and also a much more economic fuel for the consumers to buy.
Now, Spurlock says there are things the American corn farmer can do to help grow their market. Tell EPA thank you and ask them to maintain ethanol levels when issuing the final rule in the fall. Ask your congressman to support a growing biofuel sector and the RFS.
The American farmer has to continue to talk to our rural families, to the people, and let them know the value of it to the American farmers, which is we've got such a big crop of corn that we're raising right now. We've got big supplies in the elevators from last year. I mean, the tough economic times that the American farmer is in right now from this tremendous production we've had, we've got to continue to use all of this corn. So if we're producing this at home, it's homegrown. It's, like I said, it is a much greener fuel than what we're used to using. For the environmental side to look at it, it does that. And it's saving 50 cents to a dollar a gallon at the pump, depending on the blend that you're using. So you can save money and help the environment both as consumers.
Well, Wesley Spurlock, president of the National Corn Growers Association. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, Vince Peterson, he just became the fourth president of the U.S. Wheat Associates since the organization was formed in 1980. When we come back, we're going to talk with Vince Peterson and we're going to talk about Tracy. He is the past president of that group. That's all coming your way right after we take a break for these words.